Messages to the Baha'i World, cassette number 2, side 2, continuing now from page 41.
The fourfold objectives of the forthcoming crusade, marking the third and last phase of the initial epoch of the evolution of Abdu'l-Baha's divine plan, are destined to culminate in the worldwide festivities commemorating the fast approaching Most Great Jubilee. First, development of the institutions at the World Center of the Faith in the Holy Land. Second, consolidation through carefully devised measures on the home front of the 12 territories destined to serve as administrative bases for the operations of the 12 national plans. Third, consolidation of all territories already open to the faith. Fourth, the opening of the remaining chief virgin territories of the planet through the specific allotment to each national assembly functioning in the Baha'i world. The projected historic spiritual venture, at once arduous, audacious, challenging, unprecedented in scope and character in the entire field of Baha'i history, soon to be set in motion, involves the adoption of preliminary measures to the construction of Baha'u'llah's sepulcher in the Holy Land, doubling the number of countries within the pale of the faith through planting its banner in the remaining sovereign states of the planet, as well as the remaining virgin territories mentioned in Abdu'l-Baha's tablets of the divine plan, involving the opening of 41 countries on the Asiatic, 33 on the African, 30 on the European, 27 on the American continent. Over twofold increase in the number of languages into which Baha'i literature is translated, printed, or in process of translation. 40 in Asia, 31 in Africa, 10 each in Europe and America, to be allocated to the American, British, Indian, and Australian Baha'i communities, including for the most part those into which Gospels have been already translated. Doubling the number of Mashrikal Ashkars through the initiation of the construction of one on the Asiatic and the other on the European continent. The acquisition of the site of the future Mashrikal Ashkar on Mount Carmel. The purchase of the land for 11 future temples, 3 on the American, 3 on the African, 2 on the Asiatic, 2 on the European, 1 on the Australian continent. The erection of the first dependency of the Mashrikal Ashkar in Wilmette, the development of the functions of the institution of the Hands of the Cause, the establishment of a Baha'i court in the Holy Land, preliminary to the emergence of the Universal House of Justice, codification of the laws and ordinances of the Kitab-i Aqdas, mother book of the Baha'i Revelation, establishment of 6 national Baha'i courts in the chief cities of the Islamic East, Tehran, Cairo, Baghdad, New Delhi, Karachi, Kabul. Extension of international Baha'i endowments in the Holy Land, on the plain of Akka and on the slopes of Mount Carmel. Construction of international Baha'i archives in the neighborhood of the Bab Sepulchre. Construction of a tomb for the wife of the Bab in Shiraz. Identification of the resting place of the father of Baha'u'llah and the mother and cousin of the Bab for reburial in the Baha'i cemetery in the vicinity of the Most Great House. Acquisition of the Garden of Rizwan in Baghdad, site of the Sayyid Chal in Tehran, site of the martyrdom of the Bab in Tabriz, and of his incarceration in Sharif. More than quadruple the number of national spiritual assemblies. 21 on the American, 13 on the European, 10 on the Asiatic, 3 on the African, and 1 on the Australian continent. Multiply sevenfold national Hazaratul Kut, their establishment in the capital cities of the chief sovereign states and chief cities of the principal dependencies of the planet. 21 in America, 15 in Europe, 9 in Asia, 3 in Africa, 1 in New Zealand. Framing national Baha'i constitutions, establishment national Baha'i endowment in same capitals and cities of same states and dependencies. More than quintuple the number of incorporated national assemblies, 21 in America, 13 in Europe, 12 in Asia, 3 in Africa, 1 in Australasia. The establishment of 6 national Baha'i publishing trusts, 2 in America, 2 in Asia, 1 in Africa, 1 in Europe. The participation of women of Persia in the membership of national and local assemblies. Establishment of 7 Israel branches of national spiritual assemblies, 2 in Europe, 2 in Asia, 1 each in America, Africa, and Australia. The establishment of a national Baha'i printing press in Tehran. Reinforcement of the ties binding the Baha'i world community to the United Nations. Inclusion, circumstances permitting, of 11 republics comprised within Union of Soviet Social Republics and 2 European Soviet controlled states within the orbit of the Administrative Order of the Faith. Convocation, World Baha'i Congress, vicinity, Garden of Rizwan, Baghdad, third holiest city Baha'i world, on the occasion of the worldwide celebrations of the Most Great Jubilee, commemorating the centenary of the ascension of Baha'u'llah to the throne of his sovereignty. Current Baha'i history must henceforth, as second decade of second Baha'i century opens, move rapidly and majestically, as it has never moved before since the inception of the faith over a century ago. Earthly symbols of Baha'u'llah's unearthly sovereignty must needs, ere the decade separating the two memorable jubilees draws to a close, be raised as far north as Franklin beyond the Arctic Circle, and as far south as the Falkland Islands, marking the southern extremity of the Western Hemisphere, amidst the remote, lonely, inhospitable islands of the archipelagos of the South Pacific, the Indian and Atlantic Oceans, the mountain fastness of Tibet, the jungles of Africa, the deserts of Arabia, the steppes of Russia, the Indian reservations of North America, the wastelands of Siberia and Mongolia, amongst the Eskimos of Greenland and Alaska, the Negroes of Africa, Buddhist strongholds in the heart of Asia, amongst Laps of Finland, Polynesians of the South Sea Islands, Negritos of the archipelagos of the South Pacific Ocean. The broad outlines of the world-encircling plan were divinely revealed. Its course was charted by Abdu'l-Bahá's infallible pen. Its shining goals have been set. The requisite administrative machinery has been created. Signal has been given by the author of the plan, its supreme commander. The Lord of Hosts, the King of Kings, has pledged unfailing aid to every crusader battling for his cause. Invisible battalions are mustered, rank upon rank, ready to pour forth reinforcements from on high. Baha'u'llah's army of light is standing on the threshold of the holy year. Let them, as they enter it, bow with one voice, one heart, one soul, never to turn back in the entire course of the fateful decade ahead, until each and every one will have contributed his share in laying on a worldwide scale an unassailable administrative foundation of Baha'u'llah's Christ-promised kingdom on earth, swelling thereby the chorus of universal jubilation wherein earth and heaven will join, as prophesied by Daniel, echoed by Abdu'l-Bahá. On that day will the faithful rejoice with exceeding gladness. Call upon 15 hands from 5 continents by virtue of their supreme function as chosen instruments for the propagation of the faith, to inaugurate historic mission through the appointment during Rizwan 1954 of 5 auxiliary boards, 1 each continent of 9 members each, who will, as their adjuncts or deputies, and working in conjunction with the various national assemblies functioning on each continent, assist through periodic systematic visits to Baha'i centers in the efficient, prompt execution of the 12 projected national plans. Moreover, request communities observing Baha'i holy days, solar calendar, celebrate with befitting solemnity the approaching anniversary of Baha'u'llah's birthday, falling in the middle of the 2-month period during which, 100 years ago, the author of the faith received the first intimation of his glorious mission. advise American Baha'i community commemorate occasion by special gathering in the temple in Wilmette, and urge attendance of as many believers as possible, and invite hands of the cause in United States and Canada to participate as my representative. Shoki. Cablegram, October 8, 1952. Acquisition of vitally needed property. Announced to Baha'i communities east and west on the joyous occasion of the 135th anniversary of Baha'u'llah's birthday, the successful termination of the protracted negotiations initiated 2 years ago and culminating in the signature to the contract providing for the eventual formal transfer by the Development Authority of the State of Israel to the Palestine branch of the American National Spiritual Assembly of the extensive, long-desired, vitally needed property surrounding and safeguarding the posterity, for posterity, the most holy tomb of the founder of the faith, as well as the adjoining mansion. The acquired area, raising Baha'i holdings on the holy plain of Akka from 4,000 to 155,000 square meters, was exchanged against property donated by children of Zikrullah, grandchildren of Mirza Muhammad Kuli, Baha'u'llah's faithful half-brother and companion in exile. This spontaneous offer contrasts with the shameful action of the family in the sale to non-Baha'is of the property in the neighborhood of the Jordan Valley, purchased through the instrumentality of Adel Baha during Baha'u'llah's lifetime, pursuant to his instructions and alluded to in his writings. The 40-acre property acquired in this single transaction almost equals the entire Baha'i International Endowment purchased in the course of 60 years in the vicinity of the Bab Sepulchre on the slope of Mount Carmel. The exchange of said property, including land and houses, was made possible by the precipitate flight of the former Arab owners, traditional supporters of the old covenant breakers, and descendants of the notorious enemy of Adel Baha, who placed a residence at the disposal of the Committee of Investigation. The signature to the agreement signalized the commencement of large-scale landscaping aiming at the beautification of the immediate precincts of the holiest spot in the entire Baha'i world, itself the prelude to the eventual erection, as happened in the case of the Bab Sepulchre, of a befitting mausoleum enshrining the precious dust of the Most Great Name. Desire to acknowledge the indefatigable efforts exerted by both Larry Hout and Leroy Iowas, enabling the consummation of the initial stage of the enterprise destined to eclipse in its final phase the splendor and magnificence of the bomb's resting place on Mount Carmel. Shoghi, Cablegram, November 12, 1952. Representatives for Intercontinental Conferences. On occasion of centenary of Baha'u'llah's release from oppressive imprisonment in the Sayyid Chawl, Tehran, synchronizing with the termination of the epoch-making two-month period associated with the birth of his revelation, unsurpassed, with the sole exception of the declaration of his mission, by any episode in the world's spiritual history, call upon Baha'i communities east and west to ponder the unique significance, focus attention on imperative requirements, and to respond worthily to the challenge offered each of the four fate-laden, fast-approaching intercontinental conferences, constituting the highlights of recently ushered in Holy Year. Desire to announce the appointment of the hands of the cause, honored by direct association with the newly initiated enterprises at the World Center of the Faith, to act in addition to their individual participation in the deliberations of the forthcoming conferences as my special representatives, entrusted with a fourfold mission to bear for the edification of the attendants a precious remembrance of the co-founder of the faith, deliver my official message to the assembled believers, elucidate the character and purposes of the impending decade-long spiritual world crusade, and rally the participants to energetic, sustained, enthusiastic prosecution of the colossal tasks ahead. instructing the President of the International Baha'i Council, Nathan Remy, Member at Large, Ugo Giacchieri, and Secretary General Leroy Iwas to discharge these functions in the course of the New Delhi, Stockholm, and Kampala conferences, respectively. Delegating Amatul Baha, accompanied by Vice President of the International Council, Amelia Collins, to fulfill three of the above-mentioned functions, as well as to carry on my behalf to unveil on the occasion of the completion of the construction of the Mother Temple of the West to the privileged attendants at the Wilmette Conference a most prized remembrance of the author of the faith which never before left the shores of the Holy Land to be placed beneath the dome of the consecrated edifice. Moreover, assigning her the task to act as my deputy at the historic ceremony marking the official dedication of the holiest Mashiqal Ashkar of the Baha'i world, reared to the everlasting glory and honor of the most great name in the heart of the North American continent, Shoghi. Cablegram, December 15, 1952. Twofold victory in Holy Land. On occasion of Nowruz of Holy Year, conveyed twin joyful tidings to national assemblies of the Baha'i world. Building operations of the final unit of the Bab Sepulchre commenced. Recall at this hour successive landmarks, each coinciding with a Nowruz festival in the history of the 60-year-old enterprise founded by the author of the Baha'i Revelations. First, Nowruz 1909 witnessed the entombment within the Holy of Holies of the shrine constructed by Abdul Baha of the dust of the martyr prophet of the faith. Second, Nowruz 1949 coincided with the laying of the first threshold stones of the arcade. Third, Nowruz 1951 synchronized with the termination of the excavation within the shrine foundations for the eight piers designed to support the weight of the three-story superstructure. Fourth, Nowruz 1952 is associated with the completion of the octagon setting, second crown of the holy edifice. The celebrations of Nowruz in this holy year are heightened by the placing of the first stones encircling the base of the dome, anticipating as the climax of the worldwide rejoicings of the holy year draw near, the placing of the gilded tiles, fourth and last unit of the majestic edifice, fervently hoping that the greatest enterprise undertaken at the World Center of the Faith will be consummated ere the conclusion of the festivities of the Holy Year. International endowments surrounding the tomb of the Prophet Herald of the Faith on the bosom of God's Holy Mountain are considerably extended through the acquisition, after 30 years' effort, of a wooded area of over 23,000 square meters, including a building overlooking the sacred spot, made possible through the estate bequeathed to the faith by the Herald of Baha'u'llah's Covenant, Roy Wilhelm, raising the total area within the precincts permanently dedicated to the Bab Sepulchre to almost 250,000 square meters. Heart filled with humble gratitude at the double victory of the faith, adding great joyousness to the Baha'i New Year's Day, presaging still greater triumph as the Baha'i world approaches the high watermark of the worldwide celebrations of the memorable year, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the birth of the mission of Baha'u'llah. Shoghi. Cablegram, March 21, 1953. Treacherous Rui Afnan. Treacherous Rui Afnan, not content with previous disobedience, correspondence with Ahmad Sarab, contact with old covenant breakers, sale in conjunction with other members of family of sacred property purchased by founder of faith, and allowing his sister to marry son of Abdul Baha's enemy, is now openly lecturing on Baha'i movement, claiming to be its exponent, and is misrepresenting the teachings and deliberately causing confusion in minds of authorities and the local population, inform national assemblies. Shoghi. Cablegram, May 17, 1953. The Paramount Issue. On occasion of the 61st anniversary of the Ascension of Baha'u'llah, on the morrow of the opening initial phase of the momentous World Crusade, call upon his followers in all continents to allow no slackening, nay, to ensure acceleration of the marvelous momentum generated by the historic celebrations climaxing the festivities of Holy Year, the dispersal, immediate, determined, sustained, and universal throughout the unopened territories of the planet is a paramount issue challenging the spirit and resources of the privileged prosecutors of the 10-year plan in the course of the current year. All national assemblies are urged to give it priority assignments in their national budgets. The chief executors of Abdu'l-Bahá's plan, by virtue of the primacy conferred in his tablets, are accorded the prerogative to stimulate the vital process of the dispersal through the dispatch, in addition to their allotted tasks, of pioneers to the virgin territories allocated to their sister communities, East and West. Once again, I appeal to members of all communities to arise and enlist ere the present opportunity is irretrievably lost in the army of the Baha'u'llah's crusaders. The hour is ripe to disencumber themselves of worldly vanities, to mount the steed of steadfastness, unfurl the banner of renunciation, don the armor of utter consecration to God's cause, gird themselves with the girdle of a chaste and holy life, unsheath the sword of Baha'u'llah's utterance, buckle on the shield of his love, carry as sole provision implicit trust in his promise, flee their homeland, and scatter far and wide to capture the unsurrendered territories of the entire planet. Would to God that the high warriors, 60, the number required to fill the gaps in the still unconquered territories of the globe, will promptly arise and enroll themselves to achieve the goal ere the conclusion of the opening year of the decade-long greatest collective enterprise since the memorable episodes associated with the Dawnbreakers of the heroic age. Planning to inscribe in chronological order the names of the spiritual conquerors on an illuminated roll of honor to be deposited at the entrance door of the inner sanctuary of the tomb of Baha'u'llah as a permanent memorial of the contribution by the champions of his faith at the victorious conclusion of the opening campaign of the global crusade, which is destined to attain consummation at the most great jubilee, commemorating the centenary of the declaration of his mission. Anticipate making periodic announcements of the name of the valiant knights upon their arrival at the post to discharge their historic missions. Share message, National Assemblies of the Baha'i World, Shogi. Cablegram, May 28, 1953. Sealing the triumphant festivities of Holy Year. Transmit to the National Assemblies of the Baha'i World the joyous news that the placing of gilded tiles over the entire surface of the dome of the Bab Sepulchre has been terminated. The last stones of the crown surrounding the base of the dome have been laid, marking the conclusion of the stonework of the superstructure of the holy edifice. The shuttering of the interior of the dome has been removed. Frames of the lancet windows of the drum have been installed. Placing of the frames of the octagon windows and the plastering of the interior of the dome are approaching completion. Electric cables designed for the illumination of the majestic structure have been placed in position. Anticipate the early removal of the scaffolding prior to the placing of the 18 stained glass lancet windows. Feel assured consummation of the 60-year-old enterprise will synchronize with the holding of the forthcoming New Delhi Intercontinental Teaching Conference. Sealing the triumphant worldwide festivities of the Holy Year, commemorating the centenary of the birth of the mission of Baha'u'llah. Shogi. Cablegram, August 19, 1953. Roll of Honor. Transmit the following joyful tidings, National Spiritual Assemblies of the Baha'i World. World Spiritual Crusade, mightiest agency yet conceived, for the systematic execution of Abdu'l-Baha's divine plan has been befittingly ushered in through successive magnificent victories won by Baha'u'llah's crusaders in virgin territories in every continent of the globe. 4 months have elapsed since its glorious inauguration amidst climax of festivities commemorating the centenary of the inception of his mission, immortalized by the opening of no less than 28 territories and islands, 9 in Europe, 8 in America, 6 in Africa, 5 in Asia, constituting a dispersal unprecedented in its rapidity and scope during 11 decades of Baha'i history. The number of pioneers who responded to the call for settlement of open and unopened territories on the planet passed the 300 mark. Over 150 from America, over 50 from Europe, over 40 from Africa, over 40 from Asia. The number of prospective pioneers to virgin areas is over 40. All Western Hemisphere and African areas allocated to the United States National Assembly, as well as European areas allocated to the various national assemblies, have been assigned. The roll of honor designed to perpetuate the memory of the exploits of the spiritual conquerors is already inscribed with the names of the following pioneers, together with their respective territories, amounting to almost a fourth of the number required for the attainment of the paramount objective of the opening phase of the 10-year plan. Sohail Samandari, Italian Somaliland. Mary and Rex Collison, Dunduzu Chizuzawa, Rwanda Urundi. Izatula Zarai, Southern Rhodesia. Gulamal Kurlawala, Daman. Gail and Jameson Bond, Franklin. Roshan Aftabi, Feroza Yaganagi, Goa. Rose Perkal, Jack Huffman, Kodiak Island. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Crane, Key West. Saeed Navi, Shian Baralalal, Pondicherry. Gundinarayan Sin, Sikkim. Fred Schechter, French Somaliland. Virginia Obison, Balearic Islands. Mr. and Mrs. Amin Banyani, Greece. Abbas Vakio, Cyprus. Gertrude Eisenberg, Canary Islands. Dick Stanton, Key Watson. Mr. and Mrs. Janabi Caldwell, Aleutian Islands. Edith MacArthur, Queen Charlotte Islands. Hushman Manuchiri, Liechtenstein. Eskil Jungberg, Faroe Islands. Mildred Clark and Lois Lawrence, the Fulton Islands. Salisa Kermani, Shirin Nirani, Karakal. Ziaula Agsfarzda, Evelyn Baxter, Channel Islands. Kay Weston, Magdalen Islands. Julius Edwards, Northern Territories Protectorate. Doris Richardson, Grand Manan Island. Charles Dunning, Orkney Island. Nellie French, Monaco. Countries in which Baha'is reside now aggregate over 150. Over 70 have been added in the course of the 9 years separating the first and second jubilees. The festivities of the holy year, so splendidly inaugurated, attaining the high water mark on the occasion of the 19th anniversary of the declaration of the mission of the founder of the faith, are approaching their end. Appeal entire body of his followers to exert a concerted superhuman effort to celebrate through acceleration of their dispersal the conclusion of the worldwide rejoicing and pay worthy tribute to his memory through as close an approach to the 200 mark as possible of the total number of sovereign states, dependencies, and islands comprising the orbit of his irresistibly expanding faith, achieving thereby a feat paralleling in the eyes of posterity the triumphant completion of the superstructure of the sepulcher of its co-founder at the Baha'i World Center in the Holy Land, Shoghi. Cablegram, September 20, 1953. 21 Virgin Areas. Announced to national assemblies of the Baha'i world at the three-week interval since the close of the holy year, witness planting the banner of God's triumphant cause in no less than 21 virgin areas of the globe, raising the total number of territories open to the faith to 200, representing well nigh a 60% increase in the course of a little over half a year in the number of sovereign states and dependencies included within its pale during the 109 years of its existence. The 70 virgin areas brought within the orbit of the swiftly expanding Baha'i administrative order since the launching of the World Crusade include 21 in the Americas, 19 in Africa, 19 in Europe, and 13 in Asia. The following pioneers have been inscribed on the roll of honor since the last announcement: Gerald, Gail, and Liana Kerwin, Bahamas; Enoch Olinga, British Cameroon; Malcolm King, British Guiana; Peggy and George True, Canaries; Shirley Ward, British Honduras; Irving Gary, Cape Breton Island; Zunilda Palacios, Chilo Island; Edith Danielson, Cook Island; Yamato Bot, Dew Island; Eleanor and Robert Wolf, Dutch Guiana; Eberhard Friedland, French Guiana; Labib Esfahani, French West Africa; Adela and Salvador Turmo, Juan Fernandez Island; Gladys and Benjamin Wheaton, Leeward Islands; Francis Heller, Macau; Lionel Paraji, Mahé; Ola Pablowska, Miquelon and St. Pierre Islands; Elsie Austin, Nosrat Shaesta; Abbas Muhammad Ali Jalali Rouhani; Hardikani Hazanzada Rafi, Morocco International Zone; Bertha Dobbins, New Hebrides; Opal and Leland Jensen, Reunion Island; Marie Chiaka, Sardinia; Abbas Camille, Seychelles Island; Emma Rice and Mr. and Mrs. Bagley, Sicily; Greta Lamprill and Glad Park, Society Island; Mr. and Mrs. McKay, Mr. and Mrs. Fleming, and Miss Jensen, Spanish Morocco; Muhammad Mustafa, Spanish Sahara; Lillian Middlemass and Esther M. Evans, Windward Island. As few as 2 territories of Europe, 6 in the Americas, 14 in Africa, and 22 in Asia still remain unopened, excluding the republics and satellites of the Soviet Union. May the opening year of the decade-long spiritual crusade be victoriously concluded and be fittingly celebrated in the course of the festivities of next Rizwan through the establishment of the nucleus of the faith in each of the remaining 44 territories, ensuring thereby the virtual attainment of the foremost objective of the initial stage of the 10-year plan. Shogi, Cablegram, November 11, 1953. Fast dwindling band of covenant breakers. Following the successive blows which fell with dramatic swiftness 2 years ago upon the ringleaders of the fast dwindling band of old covenant breakers at the world center of the faith, God's avenging hand struck down in the last 2 months Havara, Farid, and Fala within the cradle of the faith, North America and Turkey, who demonstrated varying degrees in the course of over 30 years of faithlessness to Abdu'l-Bahá. The first of the above-named will be condemned by posterity as being the most shameless, vicious, relentless apostate in the annals of the faith, who, through ceaseless vitriolic attacks in recorded voluminous writings and close alliance with its traditional enemies, assiduously schemed to blacken its name and subvert the foundations of its institutions. The second, history will recognize as one of the most perfidious among the kinsmen of the interpreters of the center of the covenant, who, driven by ungovernable cupidity, committed acts causing agonies of grief and distress to the beloved master, and culminating in open association with the breakers of Baha'u'llah's covenant in the Holy Land. The third will be chiefly remembered by the pride, obstinacy, and insatiable ambition impelling him to violate the spiritual and administrative precepts of the faith. All three, however blinded by perversity, could not have failed to perceive, as their infamous careers approached their end, the futility of their opposition, and measure their own loss by the degree of progress and consolidation of the triumphant administrative order so magnificently celebrated in the course of the festivities of the recently concluded Holy Year. Shogi. Cablegram, December 16, 1953. World Crusade forges ahead. Inform national assemblies east and west that the Baha'i World Crusade, matchless in its vastness, unsurpassed in its potentialities in the spiritual annals of mankind, announced on the eve of the Holy Year, and formally launched during the climax of the festivities commemorating the centenary of the birth of the mission of the founder of the faith, is forging ahead and gathering momentum in both its territorial and institutional aspects in every continent of the globe and the chief islands of the Pacific, the Atlantic and Indian Oceans, and the Mediterranean and North Seas. The number of sovereign states and dependencies within the orbit of the divinely propelled order now totals 205. No less than 77 territories have been won over by the Knights of Baha'u'llah during a little over half a year, representing two-thirds of the total number of virgin areas exclusive of Soviet-controlled republics and satellites, which must needs be opened in the course of the whole decade. Every single territory, whether island or situated on a continent, with the exception of the above-mentioned republics and satellites, has been definitely assigned. Out of a total of 11, 8 funds have been inaugurated in the course of the same year, aggregating approximately $200,000 designed to pave the way for the acquisition of sites for the future magical Ashkars on Carmel and in Canada, Panama, Italy, Sweden, Iraq, Australia, and India. The hour is propitious for all national assemblies, particularly the United States, the British, and the Egyptians, to participate befittingly in the opening of the three remaining funds ere the first year of the 10-year plan draws to a close, ensuring thereby the early purchase of sites for the future Mashrikal Ashkars in Cairo, Kampala, and Johannesburg. Contributing £3,000 as my initial donation to this threefold meritorious purpose. Preliminary measures have been adopted by the German National Spiritual Assembly, and projects have been initiated in Tehran calculated to hasten the construction of the third and fourth Mashrikal Ashkars of the Baha'i world in the heart of the European and Asiatic continent. Appeal to individual believers to reinforce, to whatever extent possible, the contributions of the Baha'i national bodies called upon at this hour to unitedly lend an impetus to the unfoldment of the opening phase of the 10-year plan, whose consummation will, God willing, ensure the triumphant conclusion of the initial epoch in the evolution of the grand design conceived by the center of the covenant for the systematic propagation of his father's faith. Advise forward all contributions, whether individual or collective, to the Egyptian, British, or United States National Assemblies, which are primarily invested with the responsibility for the eventual erection of the Baha'i houses of worship in the north, the heart, and the south of the African continent. Shogi. Cablegram, December 7, 1953. Hands of Cause, third appointment. Inform National Assembly's elevation of Jalal Khaza to rank of Hand of Cause. Chogi. Cablegram, December 7, 1953. Appeal for Pioneer Settlement. The 9 months that have elapsed since the launching of the spiritual world-encompassing crusade have witnessed the entry of the Knights of Baha'u'llah in well-nigh 410 territories throughout the planet, representing virtually three-fourths of the total number of areas exclusive of the Soviet zone of influence, destined to be opened in the course of the entire decade and swelling the role of sovereign states and dependencies enlisted under the banner of his faith to 213. All independent states and principalities on the European continent, excluding Soviet republics and satellites, have been opened. All territories in North, Central, and South America, excluding Labrador, have been opened. All territories on the Asiatic continent outside of the Russian orbit have been opened, except Tibet and Bhutan. All islands in the Mediterranean, all islands in the North Sea have been opened, except Spitsbergen. All African sovereign states, colonies, protectorates, and trust territories, with the exception of Togoland, Spanish Guiana, Bechuanaland, Swaziland, Gambia, and the French Cameroons, have been opened. All islands in the South and North Atlantic, except St. Helena, St. Thomas, Anticosti, and the Falklands, have been opened. All Indian Ocean islands, with the exception of Socotra, the Cocos, Comoro, Mentawai, Nicobar, Chagos Archipelago, and Korea Moria, have been opened. All islands in the North and South Pacific, exclusive of Soviet-controlled territories, have been opened except Galapagos, Gilbert and Elise, Admiralty, Loyalty, Marshall, Mariana, Bruni, and Portuguese Timor. The Concourse on High hails with delight the phenomenal rapidity of the victories of Baha'i pioneering in the virgin areas of the globe. Encouraged to address an urgent plea to all national assemblies concerned, as well as to each and every prospective pioneer assigned to the aforementioned territories, to expedite by every means at their disposal their arrival at their prospective posts ere the expiry of the swiftly passing 3 month period separating them from the conclusion of the opening year of the auspiciously unfolding decade. Appeal furthermore to the entire body of participants in the crusade to put forth all strength to secure entry of additional volunteers into the same territories, multiplying thereby chances of their inclusion within the pale of the faith ere the celebration of the fast approaching Rizwan. Supplicating with redoubled ardor a further measure of Baha'u'llah's sustaining grace, surpassing the conspicuous blessing already vouchsafed to his wholly dedicated, widely scattered, forward-marching warriors since the launching of the 10-year plan. Shoghi, Cablegram, February 8, 1953.